WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One man is being sought after a murder Saturday night at the Flats on 12 apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to a College Station police news release, it is believed 22-year-old Trey Gonzalez of College Station met with the victim for a drug deal when the victim was shot and killed. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Christopher Maurice Idlebird Jr. of College Station. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Just before midnight last night, College Station police responded to the Valero Corner Store on Harvey Road for an armed robbery. According to a CSPD news release, one black man entered the store with a handgun and demanded money. The suspect took an undisclosed amount of money and fled into a nearby apartment complex. No one was injured. A jury sentenced a College Station man to 35 years in prison last week for setting fire to an ex-girlfriend's apartment 2 years ago. 3 days before setting the fire, 30-year-old Logan Newsom threatened his then-pregnant girlfriend, broke into her apartment, and poured water on her televisions. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, prosecutors played a recorded conversation between the victim and Newsom in which he acknowledged starting the fire. Prosecutors also presented the jury with evidence of Newsom's prior criminal history, including convictions for burglary, theft, criminal mischief, and possession of a controlled substance. College Station ISD staff pledged over $100,000 this year through this Project Smile giving campaign. CSISD Education Foundation Director Teresa Binden says about 45% of district employees are participating through automatic payroll deduction or a one-time gift.
One of the things that I was really striving for this year was really more about participation rather than dollars. So I really was encouraging people just to at least give a dollar in their, for their paycheck, and so that would only be $24 a year. But, you know, when you have every single employee doing a dollar a paycheck, that really adds up quickly.
Binden says the internal fundraising campaign benefits educational programs throughout the district, including teacher grants and student scholarships. As early voting starts today for local elections, those who live in College Station are considering 4 contested races.
One of them is the College Station City Council Place 3 position. Dallas Shipp and Linda Harville among those participating in last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Questions included communication issues. Shipp says the giant elephant is Texas A&M.
The mayor, kind of poking that bear, and I think that you've got a lot of people on both sides of the street that have a lot of interest, and I think that a lot of times they do overlap.
Harville brought up the Planning and Zoning Department expanding public notices beyond what's legally required.
The city has a tremendous amount of information, but we need to do a better job of keeping our citizens informed and just giving them the opportunity to know what's going on in their own neighborhood.
The candidates form can be heard online at WTAW.com and learn voting locations, dates, and times online at BrazosVotes.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
5 former presidents in a star-studded lineup took the stage at Reed Arena on Saturday night for the Deep from the Heart One America Appeal Concert. The Hurricane Relief Concert featured special guest Lady Gaga, who donated $1 million to the cause. You can see pictures and hear audio from all the speakers online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on BCRBCS.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland. BCR Realtors. BCRBCS.com.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Good morning, it's 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure continues to build our way, and that system's going to be responsible for nice weather through the middle portion of the work week. Sunshine today will warm up very close to 80 degrees later this afternoon. Should be clear tonight, down to 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Temperatures only reaching 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Wednesday, abundant sun and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, T10. So I went to the football game Friday night. A&M consolidated, and Brian was hoping to see a pretty good ball game. Kind of uneventful, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But, I was amazed at the small crowd from Consolidated.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was really
That's unfortunate.
It really was. It was very unfortunate, I thought, because the weather was great.
Mm-hmm.
And, but one, it was homecoming, which I thought was kind of gutsy for Brian to do.
I know.
Because you usually want to get somebody you can wallop in there for homecoming.
But, right.
But it's okay. But they did something I thought was really cool, and that was they celebrated 50 years of the Cheyennes.
Yes.
Which was their, you know, their high kick team.
Yep.
And they had, you know, they announced, they had all the ladies over on the other side, and they, you know, would say a year, and those people would come out and wave, and they'd walk down, you know, to stand behind the current Cheyennes. And then they did some, they did a choreographed, albeit slow.
Yeah, they've been practicing this for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, they've had. So one of my really good friends was actually a captain for the Cheyenne drill team whenever I was in school.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my really good friends, someone I've known forever, so therefore I've known her mom forever. Her mom was part of the original class. So she was there.
Okay.
She participated. I think there were four of them that were from the original class.
Right.
Yep. So, it was really neat. But so my friend Kendall went to the game and watched her mom at halftime and all of that fun stuff.
Well, I was talking to somebody and they said they were pleased. They were watching their insurance adjuster and nobody fell, so everything was fine.
That's good.
But it was. It was kind of
so, yeah,
neat to do.
50 years is pretty cool.
So your friend's mom must have been a little bit older when she had her daughter. Right?
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's 50 years, and so she would be around 68, right?
Right. She's been working on their 50th reunion. Obviously, is going to be this year.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, and what's funny is Kendall and I had no idea that her mom was even on the Cheyennes.
Oh,
and
really?
She goes, I don't know how that, you know, just never was brought up for whatever reason. But
Kendall was not a Cheyenne.
No.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's anyway. It was. It was fun to see. Great idea. And I don't know how long the Bengal Bells have been at Consolidated.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They ought to do something like that too. I think that would be kind of fun. So a woman's social media post about buying a chocolate cookie cake for a law officer after being arrested has gone viral. Selena Daly was arrested at a wine tasting event in Lake Charles.
As you're prone to do.
I guess so. October the 7th. In her own words, Selena said that she was belligerent, and she did try to bite the Lake Charles police officer.
Ooh, yeah.
And so she's being charged with public intoxication, battery of an officer, but she still wanted to apologize.
Okay.
Said that the arrest weighed heavy on her mind.
Oh.
And she decided to buy the Lake Charles Police Department officer a cookie cake.
No.
She said, I felt horrible. That's all that I could think about day in and day out, so I knew I had to do something about this. Everybody loves a cookie cake, so I said, I'll get him a cookie cake. As police officers, I know that they have to go through a lot of things, like probably drunk women biting them and stuff.
Biting them, right, at wine festivals.
Right, and so, of course, what do you put on the cake?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I tried to bite you.
Oh, even better. Be more specific.
So
I like it.
There you go. Post has been shared many, many times now.
How funny.
Now, did they eat the cookie cake?
Well, I don't
know. I don't know if I would touch it.
I'm not sure, but she
I know, it's always really nice when people, like, think to do baked goods, even if it's something professionally made, but But yeah, sometimes food gifts aren't necessarily the best gifts.
Well,
from strangers.
Right.
Of course, who you've arrested.
Of course, we had a former employee who would bring a cookie cake up here every anniversary of his hiring, saying, thanks for not firing me.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
He no longer works here.
Oh, okay. Well, but he left of his own accord?
Yeah. It was a mutual thing.
Okay. So if you pay $3 for coffee, okay, if you pay $3 for coffee, and now what is that? Is that like a large plain coffee?
I'm thinking.
Okay,
yeah.
So, all right, at the green
venti?
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
just
be,
like a plain, basic drip coffee.
Okay, that's 2,900% markup. Just letting you know.
Oh, my God.
If you make it at home, it's a dime. Okay.
Yeah.
If you make it at home, it's a dime. And I don't know. I buy those, the cup things.
Yeah, K-cups.
They're more than that, though. They're more than 10 cents.
I was going to say, it depends on the kind of coffee you also use.
You know, I have pretty much gone to just generic coffee for that because I only drink one cup. And yesterday I'm standing there trying... I'm trying to buy the coffee, and you have to be careful. I mean, you have to read it, okay?
Oh, yeah, because there's...
Because I'm going, like, for medium roast, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just looking for that. Oh, look, here's some medium roast.
But pumpkin spice flavored.
Yeah, it's flavored. It's flavored with apricots.
Yeah, that's...
Finally, I was able to find some, and, you know, and I got it for... I remember I paid, like, $7.85 for... 12 of those cups. So that's pretty good. I'm happy enough with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I will still buy coffee at the store, like grounds.
Right.
That from the Big Green Monster
because
they still come with reward stars. And so buying it at the grocery store, I'm still getting rewards for purchases later at the store.
And pray tell, what do the award stars mean?
So I have an app, like I have an account.
Okay.
And so you collect stars the more purchases you make, and then you end up with free rewards. So free drink or free food eventually.
Okay, eventually you have 827 stars.
No, you don't need that many.
Oh, okay.
But yes. But that way I'm like, okay. And, you know, and I like the coffee.
That's
it's fine.
And it is. Yeah, the coffee's fine.
And really it is pretty reasonably priced among other just generic coffees at the grocery store.
Yeah, it is.
At
the grocery store. It's not too bad.
I mean, you're spending just as much on Dunkin' or, you know, even some of the other brands.
Yeah. And again, it's coffee.
Yeah.
It's coffee. According to J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter was born in, do you know what year?
Ooh.
1980.
What?
Yep. That means that Harry Potter books are basically set in the early to mid 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
I mean, it was all a magical world anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I guess it could have happened at any time.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, some of it takes place in the Muggle world, but. Yeah.
I'll take your word.
Muggles.
Okay, 818. So the Needless Markup holiday catalog is out, or they can be called Neiman Marcus. Here's some of the most that's what we used to call it, Needless Markup. Okay. Anyway, here's some of the most expensive and ridiculous items that you'll find in their annual shopping guide. The Dolce & Gabbana fridge for $50,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, now, the fridge itself is a 1950s-style single-door refrigerator.
What on earth? Are you kidding me? I pay that much for a refrigerator, better come with all the bells
exactly.
and whistles.
It ought to come to you, actually.
Yeah.
If you ask for something, you say fridge.
Fridge.
And it does a Roomba thing.
Please
and, you know,
produce
comes in there. Right.
A soda.
But each fridge, only 9 in this very limited edition, hand-painted with original depictions of limited edition famous Sicilian artwork. So there you go. Matching Rolls-Royce cars. Their limited edition dawns for you plus me. The set of cars goes for $439,000 for hers, $445,000 for his. Custom Olympia Latan handbags for $45,000.
Oh, okay.
They get you a custom handbag featuring the title of your favorite book, a trip to Paris to visit her design shop, and a new handbag arriving to your door every other month for the rest of the year.
Whoa, okay.
Now, if all of that is way too much for you, okay, then they do have some more affordable items. For instance, there's the $52 hairbrush. And the $60 set of soaps.
Soaps, okay.
There you go.
I like the $45,000 handbag. You may have a great bag. You'll have nothing to put in it.
Yes, they've been doing these things for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, and I'm going to say probably 40 years ago, what we would do is we'd get them at the radio station,
so
we could fan through them and tell people about stuff. Neiman Marcus came out with a fragrance called Aramis,
mm-hmm.
and it was that was back when signature scents were
a deal.
You could buy a tanker truck full of Aramis.
A tanker truck.
Like you see, you know, with milk and petroleum and chemicals.
Right.
Yeah, you could buy a tanker truck full of that. Oh, just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Ever wanted
How
to.
Much was that? Do you remember?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
But again, it wouldn't be in today's dollars, so it wouldn't be worth it.
True.
What does Aramis smell like?
You know, Aramis was kind of woody. Kind of had a little wood and leather.
Was it a cologne?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was not unlike English leather.
Okay.
But it was, and that was a deal back then.
I mean, who's going to use that much, though, even in a lifetime?
You're right. That's
it smells
exactly
delicious.
You know, just a few sprays.
What, bring your friends by, and they can fill up a bucket and take it home with them? I'm not sure.
That's weird.
A little bit odd. So, Border Patrol agents, Southern California, found contraband in an unlikely place. Officials say that a pair of American citizens crossing the border in their Dodge Charger, I don't know what that has to do with it, got the attention of drug-sniffing dogs. The dogs were particularly interested in a dog the travelers had in their car. It was a stuffed toy dog.
Okay.
It was stuffed with 2 pounds of meth.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Mm. 5 packets of meth and a little bit of street value of about $6,000. So there you
Maybe
go.
Maybe they were on their way to the maternity ward.
Could well be, yes, for the party.
At the hospital.
The a teenager took to Twitter to share her story of being pulled over while wearing her Shrek makeup.
Oh.
Gotta hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Twitter user named Hey Bay, shared a photo of her face and the painted like the green ogre from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She didn't mention.
Did it say why she had Shrek makeup on?
She didn't mention
Early
if the
Halloween.
Makeup was the reason, right, that she was pulled over or whether she received a citation, but she did confirm that she was scared during the incident.
Mm.
Scared. Hey Bay was scared. Hey Bay said that she created the look for a makeup class.
Oh, okay.
Her tweet has gone viral with hundreds of thousands of likes and shares. The Pasco County Sheriff's Department in Florida responded saying it wasn't them who pulled the teen over, but gosh, they sort of wish they had. So there you are.
Interesting.
Nothing like.
Can you imagine if she'd
that.
Had to go to jail?
Yeah. And then there's the story of the hospital in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Left the 13-inch metal plate inside the patient after the surgery.
Oh. You know, how do you miss 13
I don't
inches?
Know. The plate was left inside in May. In the 2 months that followed, she complained to hospital staff about severe pain.
Mm.
She was told, it's normal to experience some post-surgical discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
It was only when she went in for the x-ray that the metal plate was found.
She's going to get a pretty big payday.
She really
you know,
is.
You hear those horror stories all the time about doctors leaving stuff and folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She'll have up-close parking at least for a long time.
Yep.
And
then there's this. Passenger on the British Airways flight horrified to see a bed bug crawling out from her in-seat TV.
Ooh, nope. I don't know if I would know what a bed bug
well,
looked like.
Well, I don't
like.
Either, and I thought they were really pretty small. But apparently you could see this one. They were just an hour into the flight to London. Heather Shigali says that she, her daughter, and at least one other passenger walked off the flight covered in red welts. Yes, from an infestation in the plane.
Gross.
Oh, man. Gross.
The airline said, quote, British Airways operates more than 280,000 flights every year, and reports of bed bugs on board are extremely rare.
Extremely rare.
Well,
that's happened before.
That's supposed to make us feel better. Yeah, exactly.
And they especially when you're on that long of a flight.
Yeah, they didn't go, oh, that again. Okay, well, the airline said that British Airways did, in fact, offer, they met her when the plane landed, offered to fumigate the plane better.
I would
promise they
so.
Would. And they offered her a free seat upgrade for her return flight.
Are you sick? That's it?
That's it.
That's it?
Wow,
that woman is going to sue, and she's going to get so much money.
Then there's the guy who got hit by Dr. Phil. Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
Like I punched him?
No. Car. Dr. Phil hit a skateboarding bodybuilder named Terrence Brembry last Friday morning.
Sounds like somebody just accidentally came out in front.
Yeah, and after all, a skateboarding bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Anyhow, although the good doctor's people tell E! News that he, quote, talked with the gentleman at the time of the mishap, was assured by him that he was fine. Well, Terrence has apparently decided he's not fine. He's got himself a payday. He posted a photo from the hospital Saturday on Instagram saying, quote, thank Dr. Phil. It felt amazing getting hit by your Mercedes. Now I'm going to miss 2 days of work, shaking my head. I meet with the lawyer Monday.
He's already met with the lawyer. Yeah.
Dr. Phil ran a stop sign, was in the wrong lane of traffic. Mm. He also said Dr. Phil never even asked for his name. And again, he's meeting with his lawyer today. Terrence claims his case against Dr. Phil is, quote, 100% winnable. Yeah, they'll settle out of court.
Yeah, yeah. But Dr. Phil's not going anywhere. No,
can he have him on a show for that? That would be amazing.
Well, yeah. No, we're going to learn about this guy that I hit.
Yeah, exactly. So there. Sylvester Stallone fans, here's your opportunity of a lifetime to buy a piece of almost Hollywood history. It's the backup sculpture of Rocky Balboa from Rocky III. It's up for sale to the highest bidder from SCP Auctions. The work of art stands 12 feet tall, weighs 1,800 pounds, and, of course, hits the boxer in his classic pose. Rep for the auction house tells TMZ, so it must be true.
Of course.
They expect to sell it for a cool $500,000 to $1 million. Mm. As of press time, the high bid is $60,000.
You've got to be a real big fan of that movie.
Right.
Yeah. You're gonna buy that.
A rich, real big fan.
Yeah. True.
And, again, it would appear that the marketplace is not quite as jazzed up as the auction house thought they might be.
I would imagine.
Because, again, there's a big difference between $60,000 and half a mil.
Right.
We'll see how that plays out.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Right, sorry. Not a problem. I've been to the steps before.
Oh, yeah.
There at the Philadelphia Library.
Sure,
They've got where Sylvester Stallone had stepped in some concrete, they've got an outprint of his feet.
Okay.
Up at the very top. He has some itty bitty feet.
Is that right?
Yes, his feet are
interesting.
Tiny.
Interesting.
You imagine Rocky Balboa would have big feet in order to stay up that long.
Sylvester Stallone, tiny-footed Hollywood star.
Yep.
You're here first. Okay.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Fidelity Investments is moving to address problems with workplace conduct following allegations of sexual harassment and bullying that led to the ouster of some high-profile employees at the mutual fund giant. The Wall Street Journal says the latest known fallout is that Fidelity pushed longtime employee Robert Chow to resign earlier this month amid allegations he made inappropriate sexual comments to colleagues. Fidelity has hired a consulting firm to review employee behavior. United Continental Holdings is in talks with J.P. Morgan Chase to renegotiate terms of their co-branded card partnership, a move some analysts fear could affect revenue at the bank. United executives say they're focusing on terms of the partnership with J.P. Morgan as one way to try to increase profitability. They say they're working on a renegotiation with J.P. Morgan to ultimately get to a much better result. Crude oil trading at $52.08 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Tucked away in millions of homes are one-of-a-kind personal home videotapes. Every day, those tapes are slowly fading away. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. The video images stored on VHS are not permanent. In fact, they're more fragile than film. In less than two short decades, magnetic tape demagnetizes, gets brittle and unplayable. If you're serious about preserving VHS family memories, you must transfer all of them to DVDs. The three most convenient options are Costco, Walgreens, or Walmart. Each one provides slightly different services. Costco will transfer 2 hours of home videos to one DVD for $20. Walgreens is a little more, but they're going to transfer everything to a higher quality Blu-ray. Walgreens will also transfer the older 8mm home movies, the cost $25 per 100 feet of film. Walmart is the more expensive option, but they're going to also repair damaged VHS cassettes. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Wallet, phone, keys. Leaving the house doesn't have to turn into an annoying scavenger hunt. The new Tracker Pixel will help you find your misplaced items using loud alert signals and powerful LED lights activated from your smartphone. Lose your phone? Press Tracker Pixel's button to make your phone ring, even if it's on silent. The search is over. Go to thetracker.com/Kim for 20% off today with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's thetracker.com/Kim.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television? Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing. Try Kim's Club today at club.commando.com. Remember, seniors, military, and service personnel get a special discount. Go now to club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the first day of early voting for the city's council school board elections in the Twin Cities.
Last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included everyone running for contested races. That included those seeking the Place 3 position on College Station City Council. Linda Harvell and Dallas Shipp had the opportunity to ask their opponent a question. Shipp replied to Harvell's question about an alternative funding source to pay for the city's new police headquarters instead of increasing property taxes.
I'm not saying that I'm always going to say you cannot increase taxes. What I'm saying is that if there's no other plan in action to increase our sales tax revenue and to increase our commercial development revenue, then yes, then that is your only option because you have to pay for the police.
Harvell's response to Shipp's question about not recusing herself from any votes was directed at Harvell's recent rezoning vote against allowing a business to build a new store at George Bush in Fairview.
I talked to our legal department, the city of College Station. I live five blocks away from that thoroughfare there. She told me I had no conflict. My property values weren't going to change one way or another.
There are five locations for early voting. Locations, dates, and times are online at BrazosVotes.org. You can hear comments on the Chamber's candidates form online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station ISD employees are giving back in a big way this year. CSISD Education Foundation Director Teresa Bindon says over $100,000 has been pledged through an internal fundraising campaign, Project Smile.
It's a way for us to be able to support our teacher grants, our scholarships, all the programs that we support for the school district.
Bindon says the employee giving campaign was launched 7 years ago with $15,000 in donations and has grown each year. Gunfire for the second time in 2 weeks at the flats on 12 apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway led to the death of a College Station man Saturday night. According to a College Station police news release, two men met in a parking lot for a drug transaction when the victim was shot and killed. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Christopher Maurice Eidelberg Jr. of College Station. An arrest warrant has been issued for 22-year-old Trey Gonzalez of College Station for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. CSPD is also investigating an armed robbery just before midnight at the Valero Corner Store on Harvey Road. According to a news release, a black man armed with a handgun stole an undisclosed amount of money before fleeing to a nearby apartment complex. No one was injured. 2 years ago, a College Station man was arrested for setting fire to an ex-girlfriend's apartment. Last week, a jury sentenced him to 35 years in prison for the crime. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 30-year-old Logan Newsom's then-pregnant girlfriend left town to get away from him following an argument. Newsom texted a threat to the victim, then broke into her apartment at the Briarwood apartment complex near Post Oak Mall. He fled before officers arrived and then 3 days later returned and set fire to the apartment. During the trial, prosecutors played a recorded conversation where Newsom admitted to setting the fire. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama took the stage Saturday night as part of the Deep from the Heart One America Appeal Concert at Reed Arena. The event, coordinated by the five former presidents as a fundraiser for hurricane relief, featured several renowned musical artists, including special guest Lady Gaga.
I introduced myself differently to all of you, so I was going, "Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President." But as I was thinking about that, I thought the most special thing of all is how pain is such an equalizer. And in a time of catastrophe, we all put our differences aside and we come together. Because we need each other or we can't survive.
Also performing was Robert Earl Keen, Lyle Lovett, Sam Moore, and the group Alabama. The event was emceed by country music artist Lee Greenwood. The appeal has raised $31 million so far. Pictures and audio are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 50 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
On October 29th, the Bush Library and Museum and Bryan Broadcasting Radio Stations presents the annual Night at the Museum Halloween event sponsored by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. This free event is open to the public from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be trick-or-treating in the museum, along with games, activities, a costume contest, and refreshments on the plaza. The costume contest starts at 3 p.m. in the Rotunda and will end at 5 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and J.J. Snow Cones.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Malik, your air conditioning and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure situated near Austin this morning. We'll have lots of sunshine today. Temperatures will be right around 80 degrees later this afternoon. Clear, cool tonight. We'll fall back to about 50 to 55. Looks like another nice day tomorrow. Abundant sunshine. We'll probably hit 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear, cool tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. Sunny and a little bit warmer by Wednesday. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Austin gets all the cool stuff. They get like the Lowe's that are sitting over there.
Uh-huh.
And like Justin Timberlake played there this weekend. Stevie Wonder.
And also they had that that big concert with the five former presidents.
That's right, where Lady Gaga made an appearance.
Yeah,
apparently, according to Associated Press and CNBC, there was a big concert there, almost like the one. Well, there, I guess it wasn't here. We just thought it was here.
So I will really say Cassidy Pope was also one of the performers. I didn't mention her in the script, but she was great because she had to come on right after Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she even said, she goes, well, thanks a lot for letting me perform after Lady Gaga.
Yeah, well,
and it really was, you know, a lot of people got up for bathroom breaks and beer breaks during that time.
Sure,
she did really well.
Wait, they were selling beer?
And
oh,
wine.
Yeah. They were selling lots of beer. Lots of people were drinking it.
Well,
and
when
lots
you,
of people were having a good time. Weren't they, Chelsea?
Yes, they were, Zach. When you request people to be there 3 hours before the show starts, you have to give them, you know, something to do.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You got there 3 hours before the show?
And
that
I was
must
not.
Have been nice.
No, I was not there. We probably got there around 5:30, so still an hour and a half.
So the way that they had to have you set up if you were part of the media, you had to show up between 8 and 11 a.m. you had to show up to leave your equipment, any kind of equipment.
Okay.
So I took my laptop, I took the recorder, everything else. They weren't going to let you bring it in later. And then they reopened the doors at 3:30.
Okay.
And so...
it was a full day for you.
Yeah. No, it was. It was.
They feed you?
It was a lot of fun.
They feed you?
Nope. No food.
What?
No food.
Wow.
It was a charity event. They said they weren't going to feed us.
Okay.
So they said the concession stands are open if you'd like to go.
Okay.
But you need to let one of the security people know and they'll have to escort you.
Oh.
All right. So now there are two ends to Reed Arena. One goes toward the loading dock, and the other is the other way. So where was the stage?
It was
the loading dock.
Yeah,
loading dock end.
Yes.
Okay, that which makes sense from a security standpoint.
It was on the west side.
Yep. Okay, so now, and then Zach, where were you situated as a media person?
I was on the east side, so they had the floor.
Right.
And they had some of the seats pushed back that they normally do. So the two risers for the media were in the back.
Yeah.
Directly across from the stage.
Right, on the east side. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, and then Chelsea, where were you?
So I was in section 117, which is like an northeast corner.
Okay.
So I was good because I was directly, again, across from the stage. I wasn't like on the side of it. The only thing that, you've got this massive video board that they've just put in at Reed Arena, and it's got four sides. Well, the two, longer sides, they were, projecting the concert, whatever was going on. The side that was really facing me and anyone in that end zone was just a graphic with text 50555 to whatever to donate, da-da-da-da-da. And now there were still other screens that they put up. I could still see everything I wanted to, but it would have been nice if that was also,
the performance.
The performance, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I have no complaints about our seats. They were great, and it was a lot of fun.
And the sound was great, too. Everything sounded great. I mean, they didn't have any problems with the mic.
Well,
yeah.
Look. It's the presidents. They're going to make sure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Area Man just texted in, said they fed him?
I don't know where he got fed.
He was down.
But he was definitely enjoying
some beers,
too.
He was to the left. Like, if you had looked straight ahead from where you were,
I saw where he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had nice seats.
Well, those were only 2.5, I think.
The ones I had were 100 apiece, and they were really good, though, my thing is with the floor seats, if you were on the floor but you were in the back, you're having to look up over everyone's heads.
True.
And if you were on the floor, you couldn't see the video screen because it's directly above you.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And so for those being the most expensive seats, I thought that was a little...
And I can't I can't complain for the price of my seats because, they were free.
They
50.
Were free.
But it actually worked out perfectly because they had me on the... when they took me over there in the morning, they were like, basically, here you go. Find wherever you want to sit.
Oh,
all right.
And
nice.
So they put me in there amongst, all these actual media people.
that's cool.
With their cameras and everything.
Right.
But I set up my chair, and it was just high enough. I sat up just high enough to where I could see over the kind of the railing that they had.
Oh,
the
good
curtain.
Call. Yeah.
So I just sat there and watched the concert, and it was a good time.
All right. Now, and then how long did it take to get out?
Oh. Actually, well, at least for me, we parked at Coldis, so we walked a little bit. All we walked across campus to avoid the Reed Arena traffic.
Okay, all right, Zach.
I had the media parking, but I mean, I had to take the XLR cord and everything else that I had set up.
Right.
From the molt box, I had to take all that down and everything. So I finally got out. I don't know. 30 minutes after.
All right,
so after
it did, and it did run over. They said it was going to be from 7 to 9, but as soon as you plug in Lady Gaga to the lineup, you know it's not going to be a two-hour event.
And then when did we find out that Lady Gaga was, or that
well,
she was there?
I had heard the rumor Saturday morning, which apparently it had been a rumor even longer than that, a few days before.
Right.
But then Zach confirmed, because the interesting thing is, you know, they open the doors at 4 because they want people to get in there early so they can get through security and everything. Well, so of course, there's some of the artists who still have to sound check.
Yep.
So she actually sound checked while people were in there.
Okay.
And so Zach texted me and said, she's here. She's doing her sound check right now.
Yeah.
So,
and there were already people that were in there, you know, that she
watching.
Was basically performing for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did she wear to sound check?
Oh, to sound check. I don't know.
I don't know.
But she was in a gorgeous, gorgeous white suit for the performance. If y'all
she
haven't
slayed,
seen
Scott. Yeah, she was slayed. Up there slaying.
I didn't realize she was so 31. Good. I didn't realize that. Yeah. She's really young.
She was young. Oh, okay. Yeah
she's really young. I mean,
well, and it's so interesting because, you know, when she first started, when she first, you know, got big on the scene, she was weird.
Yeah.
She was crazy. She wore crazy makeup, weird outfits, you know, whatever. And now she's kind of hitting this, you know, more normal.
Well, the deal is, what'd she do? America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, something.
God Bless America, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did that. She did the Tony Bennett thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, she's really become.
She did the Julie Andrews tribute at one of those big award shows.
Yep.
And
become pretty mainstream, and maybe she likes that, that place.
That's, well, and she said it got hard to, you know, kind of keep up that act, I guess, so to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought she was great. She did talk a lot.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, can we sing more? Can we
and
sing more?
she's still a little strange. But that being said, she's not wearing, you know, rancid meat dresses anymore.
Right, exactly.
Well, apparently she likes to hit bars when she comes and plays.
Well, Katie Dempsey from Candy texted me and said, rumor is she's going to Halo in downtown Bryan.
Right.
And I said, I have no idea. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, she didn't tell me,
I didn't, you know, when I saw her in the hallway. But I didn't hear if she actually showed up.
No,
anywhere.
Katie said she didn't show up there anyway. Yeah. They all hung out there in downtown Bryan.
I'm pretty sure she had shown up somewhere. There would be some social media. She wasn't. So at the end, they brought out the artist to sing Lean On Me, which was a great feel-good thing.
Right.
And I don't recall seeing her up on the stage singing.
Yeah, I don't either. So she might have already.
Yeah, she might have
vomited
with the presidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess now they announced Ford paid for a lot of the production stuff because you had to put all these artists. You had to get them here.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to put them up in the hotels and then you needed to get them out that night.
Right.
Whatever you needed to do. So logistically, I can see where it took a while for them to put this together.
Oh yeah.
Because I know we'd heard about it. Really knew it was going to happen about a month before they announced it.
Mm.
But, you know, again, you've just got to – you got to line everybody up. You got to get them here. You got to make sure they have this and you know, folks to move things around on the stage. And anyhow, it appeared certainly from the television that it came off without a hitch.
Oh, yeah.
And
seemed to.
Well, that – it's kind of fun, and again, we're glad that Austin got credit for it. So there goes, 847.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brunt, and I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers Group of Companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the 1-in-a-million woman in your life with a 1-in-a-million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, of course, Halloween's coming up, and why would you not dress up as the hottest toy from last April? So a company called Dolls Kill, and they've just released a new costume for Halloween. It's the sexy fidget spinner.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be a silver leotard with the stomach and the back cut out, and it has two fidget spinners, well, where you would expect them to be on the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, sells for $38. And again, it's dollskill.com if you're wanting that. Anyway.
How much is shipping? That's what I want to
know. Yeah, okay, of course. And again, if it has a cutout in the tummy and a cutout on the back, only people of certain physique probably should wear that. I'm just saying.
What are you saying, Scott, that I can't pull it off?
Maybe you could do that. It could well be. I'm just thinking, I think it's probably a lady's costume to begin with.
Well,
but, you know,
why should they have all the fun?
That's right. Letting you know. All right, so... they've told us that. Did y'all do the Consumer Reports cars on Friday?
I don't think so.
No. Here we go. Here are the six, according to Consumer Reports. These are the six most reliable. So number six would be the Fiat 500, which is a quirky little subcompact, which means if you know anybody who's 6'2 or more, they're not going to be able to fit into it. Number five is the Ford Fiesta that tied with the Ford Focus. Again, do we want comfort or reliability?
Right.
All right. Here, better cars. Number three is the Volvo XC90. That is a crossover, luxury crossover. Number two is the jumbo-sized Cadillac Escalade.
Escalade.
Yeah, jumbo size. And number one would be the Tesla 10. I don't know how much it costs, but it's pretty dang expensive. So there you go.
Okay.
You want to know the most reliable cars. In the meantime, while verifiably Netflix, they put out information on their people who are members, one of the top executives there says every month 200,000 people watch episode one of Grey's Anatomy on Netflix.
Whew.
Is that believable? I mean... The executive is with Disney ABC and said that 2.4 million people a year discover Grey's Anatomy on Netflix. It has propelled Grey's now in its 13th season to the best success that ABC has ever had.
Aren't all the stars dead now? Seriously?
Not all of them.
Not the people, not real dead.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ladies' costume. Now I know why everybody was staring at me and laughing.
it happens. They weren't laughing at you. They were laughing with you.
They were.
No, there's like three or four of the original that are still, including Meredith Grey, who it's about.
Okay. But again, that's an amazing number of people who decide that they want to discover this show after it's been on for 13 seasons.
True. Mm-hmm.
What? You want to show me your...
I wanted to show you my totally cool pass.
Okay.
The one with the star on it.
Oh. Does that mean give this person food?
You know, yeah. I don't know. Okay. And if it wasn't, I apologize. General Manager Ben Downs, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
I think I sat and talked trash for a while with Lyle Lovett's parents.
Really?
Yeah, and... you know, they introduced, it was a noisy room, and they introduced themselves, but I heard they were from Klein.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And then 6 hours later, I sort of put that together and said, wait just a minute. That fellow did have some physical resemblance.
Hmm.
So did you tell him that Lyle used to date one of the street
they
team?
They got married!
Oh, they got married. He married somebody from the street team. Oh, how fun is that?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Julia Roberts worked for us?
No. No, he met her. I remember the story. We were doing a remote someplace.
Quick,
and
Chelsea,
stuff like,
save
quick.
Us. Quickest. Quick.
What,
Wikipedia. What was her name?
Lyle She's Lovett's on, wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girlfriend for 20 years.
Girlfriend?
Oh, heck.
What?
She's wonderful.
Oh, Julia Roberts is the first one that pops
no.
up.
No, it's
no,
not.
I know.
Was it April? What was her name?
Oh, my God. April Kimball.
No. Yes. April Kimball. She met Lyle while she was handing out bumper stickers
that's
at one
right.
of our remote yep. broadcasts.
That's awesome.
It is. That's how they met.
That's true. And they hit it off. And by golly, they hit it off for all these years. They got married in March this year.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
He took her to the Academy Awards in a Volkswagen one year.
That's weird.
He did. He went and he drove the Volkswagen and took her to the
Academy Awards. Oh, yeah, here we go. Since late 1997, Lovett has been in a relationship with April Kimball.
Yeah.
They became engaged in 2003, and they were, it's a long engagement.
Yeah, it was.
They were married on February the 4th,
2017. Yeah.
So now they've got twins.
All right.
Oh, really? Lyle's delved into the acting business, too. I mean, he's not a bad actor.
Oh, yeah. That's
where
why he went to the Oscars.
Which movie was it?
He played a baker in, what show was that?
Now
you got him up on Wikipedia or go to Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, know. What movie was it that Julia Roberts trashed us? Was it Pretty Woman?
My best friend's wedding.
Best friend.
College Station. Yeah. But it's still so cool.
You get married and they take you to places like College Station,
Texas.
But he liked the crispy treats that they had out there on Dowling Road down by his house, and she hated to have to sit in the parking lot.
Well, Lyle did a masterful job. I mean, he had a gospel backup choir, and you can't do better with Lyle than that. And then the big finale at the end with the Houston gospel choir, and somebody was saying to me a minute ago, the Lady Gaga concert. No, it was really an Alabama concert, wouldn't you think?
They were supposed to be the headliner.
They closed the show.
Because they sang more.
Yeah,
they got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Where did Christmas and Dixie come from?
I don't know.
He said they got a request.
Right? He said they got a request.
I guess.
Agreed.
Maybe they were running the show and they went, wait, we're short about 3 minutes. Let's plug that in.
By the way, I had another job that I had to do on Saturday. And, Scott, this will be important to you.
Okay.
I am going to rise in your vision.
Okay.
I got to engineer an interview for NPR, All Things Considered. They needed a studio and an ISDN connection, and Dusty and Andrew were both gone, so I said, well, okay, I'll come.
Wow, so who were the interviewers?
Mary-Kate Carey.
Oh, okay.
She's a fellow of presidential studies from UVA, and she was here.
Okay.
And so they were interviewing her, and she was up to date.
Okay.
I do believe she's read the literature.
Okay.
So they had her. I was in the headphones listening, and they had whatever the lady's name is, Michelle something or other, on Weekend All Things Considered.
Yeah.
And they were interviewing her and two other, one really angry woman, and another lady from who was taking the middle ground. And this lady used to write, Mary-Kate used to write speeches for 41. Oh. That's why they had her on there.
Did you do any idle chit-chat before or after?
Well, she was running a little late, so we chatted and we visited and we talked about governmental policy by tweets. And
did you tell her to go to Copy Bridge or anything like that? Did you tell her to stop at the chicken?
You know, she had stuff to do.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Including, go to the place where they fed me, but... You know, that's neither.
Would must be
hey,
nice.
By the way, the Eagle had roast seat 6C.
Yeah.
What happened about that?
Well, I want to know. Well,
Zach, did you have roast seat?
I had riser rows.
He was back with
the media.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
Short ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
Short ribs and, some other...
And did you drink wine out of a plastic glass, or did you get a real glass?
It was a real glass, and it was probably really, really good wine. However, I did make up for it. I bought two rounds of wine from the floor while the concert was going on.
Spent
$70.
Jeez.
Okay, I'm still waiting for my charges to go through. I checked this morning, and none of my beer purchases are on my bank account. out.
That'll
yet.
Be the unpleasant surprise that you'll get.
Yeah. Oh, they'll yeah. make it through.
$8.50 yeah. for a beer.
Meanwhile, crammed in between all the video people, sober as a judge, and working.
Zach Taylor.
Working. That's right. Do what you had to do.
I had this morning, Jason Byinski texted me a screenshot from the CBS Morning News, and there I was.
Oh, were you?
He wanted to know if I was there. Yeah. At the concert or a Bernie Sanders. I saw
I saw a couple of people who I knew in the television shots.
Yeah. So oh, you watched it?
I did. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, cool.
Warren was right behind the presidents, but you'd expect
there's
that,
a lot
right?
of there's yeah. a lot of names and people you know yep. behind yep. the presidents.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But that's fine. That's good. No, what time did you get home? How long did it take you to get home?
About 11 o'clock.
Okay.
11:10. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the shuttle bus was on time, but it took me a little while to kind of calm down enough to.
We have to go. Thank you so much for the official. And that's, all right. We're back tomorrow. I'll be here all week, by the way. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.